So that is what this is. It's a book about feeling and about love and about ownership of the way in which we behave in this world. And I don't think we can start too early with children to give them the tools that they need to be kind to themselves and to be kind to others, to be caring to themselves, to be caring to others, you know, to be respectful to themselves and to others.
That's Sandra Magsman, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Sandra Magsman is the author and illustrator of over 200 books for children and adults, including the picture book, When I Grow Up, I Want to Be Me, as well as numerous best-selling novelty titles. In addition to creating books, she's an artist, art therapist, and designer. She joins us to talk about 100 Words to Say I Love You. Sandra, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, describe this new book to us. What are people going to find here?
Well, it is a book called 100 Words to Say I Love You. And really what it is we're using the format of the 100 word book format, where normally we're teaching children first words, numbers, letters. But in this book, we're teaching children about love, and that love is an action. So the everyday ways that we act and live and play and dream really are opportunities to communicate love and kindness and thoughtfulness in our life. So there are 100 different ways and words to say I love you in this book, and they're fun, simple, everyday ways that just help us express who we are. So the book works in two ways. One, when I'm the reader reading to a child, I'm showing love to that child by reading to them and sharing all the ways that I love them. The child is now learning some emotional ideas and some emotional lessons on how they can learn to love themselves and how important that is, and then how they can learn to love and be respectful of others. So it's kind of a three-dimensional book about love and loving.
So this is a board book. So for what ages do you recommend it?
I think, you know, we're really talking, you know, 0 to 4 or 5, you know, like that nursery school, pre-K young child who are reading and singing and laughing and, you know, learning all of these concepts in the beginning of their life.
Well, I like that you said these are action items, because that's one of the things I took away from the book. It does say words, but love is a verb, and you describe all these ways in which you do things that express love.
Well, yes, and the first page of the book, and I know you have it in front of me, it says, love is all around us, everywhere we look. Let's find 100 words and ways to say I love you in this book. And it is, you know, when we were talking about this with our editor, and, you know, like all my books are about love, as you know, and we're like, how could we even be more specific and give mentoring ideas and clues and ways to all of our readers? And I thought about when Piglet asked Winnie the Pooh, how do you spell love? And Winnie the Pooh said, oh, you can't spell it, Piglet. It's a feeling. So that is what this is. It's a book about feeling and about love and about ownership of the way in which we behave in this world. And I don't think we can start too early with children to give them the tools that they need to be kind to themselves and to be kind to others, to be caring to themselves, to be caring to others, you know, to be respectful to themselves and to others. So that's what this is. And it's very simple ways. And the book is also engaging and interactive, because as the reader reads to the child, you know, their prompts, like one of the actions is, you know, tickle more often. So I can see the reader and the little one tickling each other and laughing and carrying on. There's lots of those prompts throughout the whole book that I think will be really fun and engaging.
Well, since you have a copy of the book right there, would you read a small portion of it for us?
Sure. Every page is kind of formatted. So it's almost like a chapter. So this is, of course, in the morning, and the next page is the garden, and then the next page is the zoo and the kitchen and even outer space. We go to outer space in this book. So I'll read in the morning. In the morning, we greet the day with lots of love in every way. Celebrate others. Be happy. Be the best you. Create your own sunshine. Be a good buddy. Stay caring, enjoy the day, and stay curious. So lots of little prompts, you know, all the way through, and actions, because as you so beautifully said, love is a verb, it's action. So how do we express ourselves in the actions that we make every single day?
Well, you had to come up with 100 different words or ways to say I love you. So How did you decide what to include in the book?
Well, one of the things that we did in terms of organizing it around categories, therefore each chapter, that helped a lot. You know, so we could, when we talked about outer space, we were, you know, talking about exploring and using your imagination, being brave. So words that related to those topics. And in the garden, things like growing, like in the garden, it says keep growing. You know, keep, you know, doing things, plant things, hop into fun, listen with care, spread joy like seeds. So the environment that we wrote about helped to spur on those creative ideas about what words and what actions would make sense based on that place. Because, you know, the book is really about the child's world, all the places that a child goes to at this age, with maybe the exception of outer space, but, and so how could we build into that? So when they're there, they might hop into fun when they're visiting a garden, just like a bunny would. So we were trying to echo those behaviors that would be natural and authentic and organic to that space.
Well, you're both the author and illustrator of these books. Do you feel like that gives you sort of a creative advantage in putting them together?
It does. And, you know, I've been creating books now for 25 years, so I have a huge archive and library of characters and images that I've been creating. But over the past couple of years, my daughter Hannah has begun working with me in the studio. So she now is bringing her artistic sense as well to the illustrations. And she is amazing, like, you know, with all the technological things where I have none of those skills. So she can really help me bring the pieces to life in a way that, you know, was a little harder for me to do in my limited ability with the technology. And that's been such a gift. And in so many ways, one of the greatest ways that we've shown each other how much we love each other, because we work together and it's very interactive and fun. And this book is illustrated differently than many of the books that I've done with Scholastic in the past. In Silly Witch, which we talked about a few months ago, you see the illustration is done with stitching. So it looks like each piece is stitched, you know, each image is stitched on much like a quilt, because I love hand crafts and quilting and all of that. And this is done in an original way that I began drawing and painting paintings, which was, you know, creating the black line illustration and then filling it in with color. And many of these characters now have very expressive eyes. And because this is a book about actions, there's a lot of mommies and babies and daddies and babies and grownups in this book where they're engaging in very fun, playful ways in the illustration. They're almost animated in the way that they look. And that's been really fun. And that was really a real radical collaboration with my daughter to be able to get this book action-driven, because this is about love, which is an action.
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, being both author and illustrator, that maybe you can give me some insight into this, that one of the things that keeps you inspired all the time and challenged all the time is because you come up with the words and then you think, okay, now I have to figure out the image to go along with those words. So in some cases, you're probably creating challenges for yourself.
It is. Well, that is really, you know, creativity and being an author and an illustrator and any kind of maker of anything, there's always this part of creating and moving past challenges, solving problems. I mean, I feel like in many ways I'm a puzzle maker. You know, like there are all these components in that I want to put into a book, and I have to take each component and put it together in a way that makes the way we told the story as organic to the story itself. And this book does that for me, because the book is about sharing and showing love in 100 ways. And just by the way a reader sits with a child to read it and how they follow the prompts throughout the book, they are engaged in action. So it does that. In a different way, the modality is different by using the prompts to encourage action. But like our book, I Love You Honey Bunny, that has the ears on the top of it, that was a book to help a child feel comfortable when they go to bed. And so the stuffed animal is built into the ears at the top of that book. So it has the child has something to hold on to. So I'm always looking as a creative inventor to create a modality, a piece type, a format that is organic to the message that I'm trying to share. And that's the fun part. It's the frustrating part. It's the keep searching until you find it part. but it's a problem-solving scenario. And I think that artists, part of their core being, are problem solvers and people who are communicators. And I'm trying to communicate something very specific in this book that at its heart, it's very simple to tell people you love them with words and also with actions. So, you know, it's combining that in a format that right from the time you open the book, you're doing that. So that was my goal.
It's one thing to say I love you. It's another to show them that you love them. And it's important there to be that consistency between the words and the actions.
Yes, absolutely. And consistency is part of loving, you know, like knowing that you can trust that you'll always be there and that you'll be consistent in your love through the good times and the bad times and all those times in between. And for a young child, that's so important. You know, like, you know, the book I wrote, I'll Love You Even When You're Crabby, is exactly that. You know, it's like, you know, we're learning together. We make mistakes. Sometimes we have a grumpy day, but that's okay. We're going to love you anyway. And the beginning of learning this emotional intelligence from a very young child really helps build that trust and the connection with the caregiver that is essential for us as human beings, as adults. You know, we need that as a child so that we can feel comfortable and safe and know that we can trust others so then we can trust ourselves. And it's just one of those foundational milestones that is an absolute must for a human being.
You mentioned earlier that ultimately all of your books are about love, and you've created many books. You have other products as well. So tell us a little bit more about your guiding philosophy that directs you in all the different types of creativity you engage in.
I really believe that my work is about messaging, you know, and it's what are the messages that we as human beings want to share with other people to let them know who we are, to let them know how we feel about them. And so I have used lots of different vehicles to do that throughout life. You know, I started as an art therapist working with people who couldn't find words to say what was in their heart and what was troubling them, what was bothering them. And so I used imagery with them and we got to a place where they could understand themselves visually and then verbally. So using therapeutic tools was one that I used for a long time in my life. And then I began writing down the messages that people most wanted to share with one another on plaques. I was working in a nursing home, working with folks who are older, who are struggling with depression as they were beginning to end their life, the end of their life. And what were the messages they wanted to share with their children and to their grandchildren? And because they have kilns in nursing homes, because they make all kinds of crafts, we started using clay and writing their messages on clay and beading it with old jewelry that they had at the flea markets and stuff around town. And I called them messages from the heart. And they were then able to express themselves and what they wanted to say. As time went on, I began licensing my ideas. I worked with 1-800-Flowers because people send messages through flowers. So I created vases that had messages on them. You know, I've worked to create blankets for babies that were interactive in the way that they were soft and cuddly and something to hold on to. I've created stuffed animals. I look for vehicles to carry the message in the most organic ways. I've even designed chocolates with messages on them because that's personally the way that I like to, to get a message in chocolate. So I think there's so many ways to say I love you. And I've designed into many, many, many ways over the years. Greeting cards, I worked with Hallmark for many, many years, and I work with Current now. So I'm just interested in communication and in expression and in messages from the heart that are human and that, you know, touch another heart. You know, I always say, you know, it's for me, it's, you know, connecting one heart at a time. So there are many ways to do that. And we all do it in different ways. We don't do it in the same way. We all uniquely have a combination of the best way to do that. And this book is a way to start having that conversation with our little ones very early on, because it can be very simple ways that really bring comfort and agency to a child and ultimately a belief in that they become to know themselves and they begin to express themselves in their authentic way.
Sandra, what's next for you?
Well, I'm continuing to write for Scholastic, and we're working on lots of new books that'll be coming out next year and the year after. You know, we work about almost 2 years out, so we have lots of fun projects And I'm working, you know, in other areas too. You know, for me, as I said, ways to say I love you. I run a gardening program in Vermont where I live with the local elementary school. And I'm starting to plan curriculum for the spring. There's 22 inches of snow right now, but it will warm up and we will plant seeds and grow things. And, you know, I believe the process of teaching a child to grow food is important, you know, for their physical health and to help them with nutrition and learning, you know, to eat well. But additionally, the nature teaches us so many amazing gifts that I want to share with them. And I also believe that if a child can learn to grow a seed, they can learn to grow anything, because it's about planting and nurturing and care, understanding the environment and participating in it. So I love that program, and I'm doing a lot of work on that this time of year, preparing for the kids to come back to the garden in the spring.
The board book is 100 Words to Say I Love You by Sandra Magsman. Sandra, thank you for talking with me today.
Always my pleasure. Thank you for sharing my book and your time with me.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.